most likely be using more approaches to modify your behavior. Sometimes, at once. Still, there's no need to be anxious about it. It's not like solving quadratic equations through the phone while trying to solder a fuse on a PC motherboard. In fact, it'll be more like walking and singing. Fun and healthy once you get used to it. Obsessive eating is usually a habit that develops over time. It's only natural to take some time to cure it properly. As an overarching mentality, the crucial aspect of getting rid of your binges involves creating more healthy eating habits, which, if kept, will end up replacing the harmful ones, rather than just destroying the ones that are detrimental to you. The same holds for food categories. Instead of completely eliminating one, try to create a balance between it and the others. You'll still have some to keep you going, but not enough to constitute a health risk. Before you start your 30-day journey to curing your binges, it's vital that you properly define them. What is binging for you? Is it eating bucket loads of something? If you think about it, it takes a lot of broccoli, tomatoes, and carrots to present a health risk, since they are low in calories and rich in vitamins and minerals. You may get a stomach ache, but not much else. However, excessive eating is bad regardless of what food you're talking about, which is why we need a different way to describe it. The substantial research published in the Journal of Eating Disorders gives us a hand because of the inherent difficulties with establishing when too much is too much. Loss of control is a better indicator of binge eating episodes. Lost control while eating? You're binging. Once BED was brought to the spotlight, scientists focused immense amounts of resources to figuring out every aspect about it. They discovered that addiction to substances and BED are very much alike. On binging episodes, people are likely to enter a state of frenzy where they eat anything they can get their hands on despite any adverse effects, in addition to compulsive consumption, diminished self-control, or overconsumptive behavior. Most often than not, binging will be centered on food items that are high in fat and sugar, because these substances activate our neural reward system. Obviously, BED is serious, and managing it will require undivided attention. Because addiction and BED are so related, some cognitive behavioral techniques for addiction that have been proven to be successful in curing people who binge eat. This book will touch upon some basic practices. But if you want more specific advice and treatment in terms of cognitive behavioral theory methods, you'll need to talk to a trained therapist or psychiatrist. Together, we will embark on a journey that will give you simple advice to stop and prevent binge eating. Remember that the longer you've been doing it for, the tougher it's going to be. Let's cure you. Day 1. The most important thing is to eat regularly. It may come as a surprise, but binge eating often occurs after a strict diet and a firm exercising regimen. One day, when everything seems to be going on smoothly, from your exercise routine to your breakfast and lunch, something bad happens. You have a fight with your spouse, your boss is a jerk, you find out your teenager's flunking math. It can be anything. You feel horrible, and you suddenly get a craving. You start eating, and you just can't stop. At first, you don't worry too much. In fact, you may not even pay attention to what you're eating or whether you're properly chewing what's in your mouth. Then, your stomach starts hurting. Still, there's another burger or that portion of fries that came with it. You just go on, despite the physical pain. Three things are happening here. 1. You're trying to make yourself feel better. Eat high amounts of fat and sugar makes us feel better. 2. It's possible that you've been consistently depriving your body of its energy nutritional requirements. And 3. The defining factor of binge episodes. You can't control yourself. As the days will progress, we'll deal with all aspects of the issue. But for now, we'll tackle number 2. You need an eating schedule that includes 3, yes, 3 meals a day.